Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life,
good evening, and welcome to There Is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation this evening with our show host, Allie, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the hosts or Web Talk Radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this Web Talk Radio program. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and pen so you can take notes as you join in our journey this evening. And now, join me in our virtual applause as I welcome our show host this evening, Allie. Allie, take it away.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to the next episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services and who is also a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off, and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And you can also find out more about Doc and her services by visiting her website at www.elise, which is spelled E-L-I-S-E, psychologicalservices.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And guess what? I'm on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can also follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm on Instagram at #AllieWard45, so please follow us. So on behalf of Doc, Mel D, and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to the experience of being laid off. Now tonight, I am privileged to be joined by our executive producer, Mel D. Now I believe, Mel D, that we are really going to have an interesting conversation tonight about the power of no. So thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for inviting me this evening, Allie.
Yes, we always have great conversations.
We do.
So thanks again. You know, my hopes are that after our discussion tonight, our listeners will be comfortable with saying no and not feel guilty or condemned about saying it. So you know what? We're going to keep it moving tonight and get ready to make our announcements. Now, before we get started, I always want to take a moment to remind our listeners that we're using this forum as a way to uplift, empower, and hopefully inspire those of you who have been affected by a layoff. We are not here to complain, ridicule, point fingers at our former employers or colleagues or any individuals, and we are definitely not here to feel sorry for ourselves. But what we're here for is so that you can share your journeys of so that we can share our journeys with you of rediscovery and empowerment. But most of all, the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we're here to serve you, the community, as we give you a voice by offering you an opportunity to share your story. So with that said, I want to invite our listeners to call in and share with us this evening. And you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and please make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue, and we do look forward to talking with you. Now, one last announcement. If you have missed any of our past shows and you want to catch up on what you've missed, you can always do that through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy to catch up on what you've missed because we have that automatic player box on the programming page. All you have to do is click on the show you want to listen to, and it will start playing for you automatically. And we're also on iTunes, so all you have to do is search for Atlanta Life Radio on the podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past recorded shows are available, and after tonight's live show airs, it will be available about an hour or so after we close out. So now, you know, we're actually ready to get started. Now, the word no is such a small word, but a powerful word, and it is defined and used as a negative to express dissent, denial, or refusal, as in response to a question or request. Now, being able to say no to things and to people in our lives, to me, is probably one of the most powerful, but yet one of the hardest things that we have to do from time to time. And, you know, what we oftentimes don't realize is that being able to say no can be one of the most liberating and important actions that we can learn to do. Then why don't we do it, and why don't we do it more often? Well, personally speaking, you know, and I have shared this on a previous show. I've shared my testimony about how I grew up feeling that I wasn't good enough and that I didn't fit in. So I believe that my inability to say no was because I wanted people to like me and accept me, you know, and I had a fear of rejection, which resulted in my pretty much being a people pleaser. But what I later realized was that by not saying no meant that I was able to, you know, I wasn't able to stand up for myself. So in essence, I was actually respecting the needs and wishes of others over my own needs, and I therefore was not respecting myself. Now, before we actually talk about being able to say no to others, I was, you know, believed in my spirit, the Holy Spirit laid on my heart that I thought that it was would be important to address the fact that most of us can't even say no to ourselves. Okay, now what do I mean by that? Now, many of us live hectic lives because we don't know how to say no. And I believe that a large part of the reason why is because, guess what, we let our egos get in the way. And I myself had that if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself type of mentality. And I was one of those people that felt that nobody could do it better than me. Well, you know, all that did was stress me out at both, you know, at work and at home. And as it relates to work, I had to finally come to the realization that I had to learn how to delegate more and trust that the job or task would get done. And at home, I realized that I was missing out on spending quality time with my family. And that, you know, I finally realized it was okay if the dishes didn't get done right away, you know, or if that load of laundry didn't get folded until tomorrow or the next day, you know, I'll survive. And, you know, when I think back, I especially fell into this trap after the birth of my first child. And I think moms can, you know, all the moms listening, you could probably relate to this. I felt as though I was the only one who could tend to the needs of my daughter better, you know, better than I. Nobody could tend to the needs of my daughter better than I could, which then resulted in tension between my husband and myself. And, you know, then guess what? I had the nerve to complain when I felt like he wasn't helping enough. Okay, how crazy is that? So, you know, which, of course, wasn't fair to him. But, you know, first-time moms oftentimes go through that. And, you know, that was a bitter pill for me to swallow. But I was finally able to face my shortcomings, and, you know, I had to swallow that pill. Mm-hmm. And I think another important reason why I had the inability to say no to myself was that I came to realize that my priorities were out of order. Okay, I was spending more time trying to accomplish things that were not adding any value to my life when all it was doing in reality was creating stress. Okay, so, and most of all, spending time with God, it was not, at that point in time in my life, it was not at the top of my list. You know, I was fitting him into my schedule instead of working the rest of my schedule around spending time with him. So I have since reprioritized my life into the following order. God is first, my family comes second, then myself and my health comes third, and then work. Okay. Now, Mel D, what are your thoughts about this? What can you share about, you know, not being able to say no to yourself?
Well, you know, Allie, when I was thinking about tonight's topic, I couldn't help but go back to how we as human beings teach ourselves how to use the word no, and it's mm-hmm. really not always done in the best way. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example. When we talk about our children, when they're in their terrible twos, there's one word that they know how to use, and they use it well, and that's the word no.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so you're having
right.
memory. They,
yes.
And what happens is, actually, at that point when they're actually vocalizing, no, I don't want to sit down, we are teaching them to suppress their true desires.
Mm.
And just
wow.
think about that for a minute. And
yeah.
then while some of the no's mm. have to be, the children have to understand that some of the things that we teach them is for their own personal safety to
right.
avoid injury to themselves and to others. We also, by not letting them, not accepting when they say no,
mm-hmm.
when they don't want to do something, we also teach them that how they're supposed to fit in with others. And sometimes, I'm not a psychologist, but I would think that that starts to attribute personality traits where people start denying their feelings and start faking it.
Wow.
When they really mean no, they say yes.
Mm.
And so the body language says no.
Right.
But the word is yes. So I'm just thinking about how we really mess ourselves up.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
With
you're
the
right.
word no. And mm. I could just think about coming up, if you just say no, it was always thought that that was rude. You always had to
mm.
explain
mm-hmm.
your
mm-hmm.
no.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, no is no. So if
right.
you go through a long explanation, it's like you're trying to justify this is something I don't want to do, or this is something I don't believe in, or this is I don't see things the way you do. And I think in human relations, it starts, like I said, entrenching itself in our personality traits. And as we grow into adults, just as a female, I'm thinking about just, let's say, dating. How we say yes when we mean no,
mm-hmm.
and in a work environment, and I know I'm
right.
going all over the place, but think about in the work environment, to say no means that maybe I'm not up to par or this is something
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed
mm-hmm.
to know. I remember when I was in corporate America in government, and I would interview people for positions,
mm-hmm.
I could almost see the dishonesty when I would say, well, are you familiar with so-and-so and so-and-so, and they would go, I heard of that. And I'm like, there's not a maybe in that. That's a simple yes or no response. And I
wow.
actually found myself going, why can't people just say, no, I'm not familiar with that?
Right.
I'm not, yeah, I think we think that people judge us if we don't know something. And I
right.
think that's the most powerful thing and the most courageous thing to do is to say, no, I'm not familiar with that, but let me learn.
Right.
Or explain it to me. So my immediate thought just to begin our discussion this evening is how we train our children who become adults, how we're trained to use that word no, and how really it really contributes to a lot of our personality traits that get us in trouble.
Right. But, you know, what sparked a thought when you said that, relating that to the children, we have to learn to teach our children that no is not a bad word.
That's right.
Okay. No is, there are many bad words that they should not use, but no is not one of them. And we have to just explain to them what context that should be used. But it's okay to say no, you know, and I think that we come up using it as a bad word or looking at it as a bad word. And so there you go, like you said, then, you know, they grow up thinking, okay, well, I shouldn't say no.
And then we
and
have
okay.
to practice what, right, and then we have to practice what we preach. Because I know I've witnessed many parents that say no, and then when the child cries and kicks or screams, then they go ahead and say yes. But they really did not stand behind their no. So just think about what that child is really learning about manipulation. And and just I just think, like you said, that word no, we have to understand the power of it in order to pass that on to our children. And we have to allow our children to grow up knowing how to use that word no. And, you know, just to share a personal story, you asked how the word no in my life. And I can distinctly remember, and I'm going to relate it to my professional career, how sometimes you're asked a question and the person asking a question doesn't really want the honest answer. And so I think in corporate America, in our government, we learn to become professional liars.
Oh, wow, that's good, Melody.
Yeah, we become professional liars. And you know, think about people behind products that know that there's a defect and they have to prepare reports and they have to kind of disguise, is this product safe? No. They have to disguise the no and try to qualify it. Just like, you know, you look at the commercials with all of the drug manufacturers. There's all these, you can take it for this, but be careful of A, B, C, D, E. So then the question becomes, you know, are you coming out of the gate too soon? Has this been properly tested? Has it been, you know, and no one can say no. You know, they're afraid of the response of people, but actually that's such an honest, it comes from such an honest place.
Yes.
And but we mess it up so badly. So I say from professionally how no is misused and people are asked not to say no, how that spills over into our personal lives.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm going to step on my own toes, which I often do on this show, and that's what this is about, facing my truths and overcoming them and growing from them. But as a parent, you know, I had to realize that I'm a parent. I'm not supposed to be my children's best friend. Okay, so that means to me that I have to say no sometimes, and they're not going to like me for it. And you know what? They'll survive. But you have to stand by that no, because kids are good at manipulating you. And I'm going to say I'm guilty as charged. I've fallen for that. Because, you know, they get that look on their face and you know, the tears start flowing. And my little cutie patooties, you know, they just work that, you know. But I came to the realization, you know, God planted in my heart, you're not your kid's friend. You're their parent. So, you know, you're gonna have to stand behind that. And I was doing them more of a disservice by not standing behind that no, because then, you know, these kids today, and I know we've talked about this before, they have this sense of entitlement type of attitude, you know. Now, just taking this a step further, there are, you know, a lot of reasons why people say no. And I think one of the main reasons that I thought about was that, and it's at the top of my list, is because oftentimes when we say no, we feel guilty about it.
Right.
Okay. So what that does is it creates a false boundary between you and the other person. Okay. And like I mentioned, this is tough especially as a parent, to do. Because, you know, we do want to give our children better than what we had, you know, growing up, and we want to give them too much a lot of times. And, you know, but, again, I say I was doing them more of a disservice, okay? Mm-hmm. So I had to really come to the realization that I had to stand behind that no so that they can be better people. You know, and not think that they have to get everything, because life is not going to give them everything they want. And so I want them, I'd rather them face disappointment now and learn how to deal with it than to grow up with this sense of entitlement attitude and not be able to handle it, you know, as they grow up. So, you know, what do you think about that, the guilt part of that?
Oh, I think that's huge. And I'm just thinking about in family relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always one family member who never says no to anything. So let's say, Aunt so-and-so, will you have Thanksgiving this year? Now, bearing in mind, we don't know Aunt Shirley's financial situation or anything. We're just assuming she's going to have Thanksgiving because she always has it.
Right.
And so because she doesn't want to disappoint and she doesn't want to feel guilty, she says yes when really this year it needs to be
mm-hmm.
a no. And
right.
I think about other situations, such as a business owner, small business owner, where you're so hungry and you're looking for what is, I want to stay true to my brand and what I'm offering, but wow, this new situation was introduced to me, and I think I could maybe, you know, make lemonade out of these lemons. This is something I can do, but really, you should say no because it's pulling you away from the purpose that you set out.
Mm-hmm.
And the path that you set out in the direction.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I have been guilty of that as a right. business owner, and I've had to learn the hard way how not to put too many things on my plate where I'm distracted, so I'm not focusing on the main issue at hand, and I've learned how to say no. It is so freeing and
yes.
empowering. So...
Right.
You know, and there are people who habitually can't, it's not in their vocabulary, and it's just causing them stress, it's making them ill, it's affecting their relationships where really they could be taken advantage of. So it's almost like they have to retaught what the word no really is and how to use it and when to use it, because I think our guts never steer us wrong, okay? That
right.
inner God voice.
Exactly.
When it's no, it says no. We just don't vocalize it.
Right, exactly. And you know what? Going a step further, you know, not only, you know, are we not wanting to feel guilty about saying no, we think that if we do say no, that it makes us look like we're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, what helped me get past this was the fact that I realized that it was okay for me to take care of myself,
mm-hmm.
because if I didn't, who else would?
Right.
Okay. So, you know, I had to find a healthy balance that I made up, you know, my mind that I had to find a balance between, you know, work, life, family, what have you, and maintaining peace in my life.
Right.
You
just
know,
like
and
in the airplane. If in case of emergency, give oxygen to yourself first, and then
right.
and then to others. You know, what good are you if you're not taking care of you?
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I realized that I was not pursuing the peace that God wants us to pursue or have in our lives, and I was so out of balance. And I was so frustrated and stressed, and, you know, I had to stop and take a good long look at, you know, what this piece meant, you know. And so that, to me, was like I had to be able to say no to some things and take some things off of my plate, you know. You know, what do you think are some other reasons, and would you agree with that as far as, you know, people feeling like, you know, they look selfish? What are some other reasons that you think that people can't say no?
They don't want to be perceived as selfish. They also want to be part of the crowd. I mean, just think about this whole bullying issue, okay?
Oh, right.
We all know, and there's bullying with children, and there's bullying at adult levels. When we look at all these housewives – and all these reality shows, that's bullying with adults, okay?
Very
bullying
true.
Never leaves us by generation. But
wow.
I think about how people stand by and they know something isn't right, but they don't have the strength within themselves to say, no, this is not right, and step away from the crowd. So
right.
there's a lot going on with that, the word no, or standing around and saying, no, this particular action is not right, and these are the reasons why it's not right, and I choose not to participate in it.
Right, right.
It's just, and that's why, you know, our legal system is really, if you look at how it's built,
mm-hmm.
and there are some questions that are simply responded to by a yes or a no.
Mm-hmm.
But in many situations when we're trying to defend ourselves, we try to qualify the no or the yes. And
mm-hmm.
I just think mm-hmm. that takes away from the yes and the no, but sometimes things are not that simple, black and white.
Right.
So that's why I think we get so confused with the word no. And I just think that for me personally, as I've gotten older,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to say no, because if I continue to say yes, it will damage my health, my
mm-hmm.
mental
mm-hmm.
health, my spiritual health. It will affect me negatively. So I had to learn to say
right.
no to something.
Right.
But
right.
then as I deal with love relationships, whether it's with my husband or with my siblings and other family members, I still have a hard time with the word no. When I know I have to say no, I still have a difficult time because I don't want to disappoint somebody else. You know,
right.
people have a perception of you, and when they're coming to you, they see you in their eyes,
right.
not in the truth of who you really are sometimes.
Right.
And what you're capable of doing and giving. And, you know, sometimes you have to say no so that they can see you in a different light, that you're not just a yes person all the time. You know,
right.
that when they get in a financial crunch and they want to call you because you've always said yes to them, and this
mm-hmm,
one time you say
mm-hmm.
no, they don't remember all the other times you said yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
vision.
But this,
yeah.
yeah, but this one no is just like, oh, my God, how could you, you know, not support me? And then the guilt, you know, they put the guilt on you. But
right.
like I said, as we get older, and that's why there's something with senior citizens, they think it, they say it. It's not filtered. I think
mm-hmm.
as you get older, you don't have, it's almost like you reverse back to when you're two and you don't have that filter where
exactly.
you're thinking it through so much. You know,
exactly.
life is amazing and the cycle of life is amazing. So, you know, just as you were at 2 years old saying no, and that was a true no because it doesn't have a filter,
right.
when you become older, you kind of know better, but sometimes, you know, that word just comes out. No, 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 no.
Right.
And you're like, oh, wow.
But right.
again, it's a everyday learning experience.
Absolutely.
And I just think that our God voice, and it always tells us when we need to say no, and we just really need to
mm-hmm.
listen to it more.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? The conversation is flowing. It's great.
Yes,
but,
it is.
You know, at this point in time, I think we're going to take a short station break. And so I encourage our listeners to call in if you want to address a question to myself or Mel D, or if you want to simply share with us tonight and what's on your mind. You can reach us at 347-324-5246. Make sure that you press the number 1 to be added in the on-air host queue, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio with Allie and Mel D. So please, stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. We want to take this opportunity to thank each, all of our listeners and supporters, because when you tune in each and every week, you keep this show possible. And we cannot do this show without our sponsors, and so we say a huge thank you to you. And we are all so excited. Tickets are selling. Did you get your ticket? We are having our first conference. The theme of the conference is Seek Me, Awakening the Purpose Within You. This is a perfect opportunity for those of you who are seeking or are in the journey of defining and learning your life's purpose. The conference is being held on Friday, April 11th, 2014, here in Atlanta at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center. We have wonderful guest speakers. We have our keynote speaker, Ms. Deborah Hightower, our special guest speaker, Ms. Nikki Payne, and our mistress of ceremony, Ms. Linda Goodwin. We are just so excited about the conference. Our sponsors are coming in. If you will be in the Atlanta area, or if you own a small business and you would like to be a vendor slash sponsor, please contact us. We have extremely affordable opportunities available, and we are going to have a wonderful, intimate conference. And also, if you have a small business and you want to network, sponsor somebody. You can purchase a ticket, and we have several people who have financial hardships who would be truly blessed to attend this conference and can be sponsored by you. In exchange, we will list your company name, your logo, and your website in our business circle, which will be in our conference program that each attendee will receive. Now, for more detailed information and to register, please go to our website at www.atlantaliferadio.com/events, and you will go directly to the event page of our website. We want to see you. We want to meet you. Please purchase your ticket today. And now, back to our program. Allie?
All right, we're back, and if you're just joining us, welcome. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and along with my regular co-host, Doc, we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com, and also on Twitter at AllieWard45, or you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. So please follow us. And again, if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation or you just want to ask a question, you can reach us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. So now, as we continue our discussion tonight about the power of no, it's only befitting at this time, I really wanted to take a moment, Melody, to talk about how saying no actually can help us to be able to fulfill our purpose, okay? Now, knowing when to say no, how that helps us to fulfill our purpose is that, and I think you kind of alluded to this earlier in what you were talking about as a business person, as a businesswoman, that by being able to say no could actually help you move forward and ahead in life, and is probably one of the most successful actions that you can take, okay, especially as an entrepreneur or a business person. Being able to say no can help you manage your time with running your business, and that can be regarded as being able to say no can be looked at as opportunity discernment. Okay, we've often talked about having that discernment, and that discernment is that God voice that you referred to earlier, Mel D. Now, I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to know if you would agree with this, that since starting on this journey of, you know, as the founder and the CEO of Atlanta Life Radio, there have been opportunities that you have had to turn down or walk away from because they were not in keeping with the purpose of what we were trying to do. Now, would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. And I want to go back to one statement that I made. It really takes experience and for you to whether you write it down or you just remember, because you didn't say no to something, what the outcome and the impact of that was. Hmm. And I'll give an example. I, at one point before starting Atlanta Life Radio, had an opportunity to partner up with this particular company. And although it wasn't in line with my core competencies, meaning the things that I know that I can do and that I'm good at, mm-hmm. I just was very interested in that particular topic and wanted to learn more. Mm-hmm. But sometimes learning more and not saying no because it's not the right time can cost you a lot of time and money.
Mm.
Wow. So I went into this opportunity, and while the two other people who owned that company were flourishing, I was floundering.
Wow.
Because it wasn't a perfect fit. And my God voice told me it was not the right time.
Hmm.
But I pursued it anyway, and it hurt me. It impacted me with me losing money. So I then summarized that had I said no, I would have saved 6 months of my life and some money that I could have invested directly into what I wanted to pursue. So
okay.
having had that experience and not trusting the God voice that I heard initially when the offer came before me, I then committed to myself and to my God voice that that would never happen again. And now we're 3 years in. And I'm telling you, the power of knowing when to say no and how to say no.
Right.
Because there are some doors you don't want to slam shut. You want to keep them ajar. It's just a timing issue. Yeah.
Right.
In business, you don't want to slam doors. You want to keep them ajar. You want to, because relationships is what's going to, where you're going to succeed in business. People do business with people they like. And you need to be able to discern timing. And, you know, we always talk about timing. And so, you know, when we started Align of Life Radio, there were a lot of people who wanted to get on the air with us, but it wasn't the right time because, and I had to say no. And you know what? I said no without hesitation, but I said no at this time.
Right.
We'll consider this in a year. Come back to me in a year.
Right.
And it's just like when you look at these television shows of Atlanta, of I'm getting ready to say Star Search and date myself, but I meant American Idol. See how crushed the kids are when they hear no. Now, some no's are a strong no because there's no talent there.
Right.
But some no's are no for right
now. Not at
now.
This time. Right.
Perfect your craft and come back.
Right.
But again, you know, in business, you have to understand and when to use and how to use that word no.
Excellent.
And all I can say is trust your God voice because everyone has it. Some of us have it tuned up. Some of us have it on low volume so we don't hear it all the time. Some of us turn it on and off when we want.
Right.
And then others, they don't hear it at all because they haven't built the relationship.
Right. That is so key. And you know what? What a perfect time to, you know, talk about the fact, you know, I mentioned opportunity discernment and you know, you just spoke about that God voice being turned up. What if you, you know, don't know your purpose and your mission? And if you don't know what that is yet, then guess what? I'm going to do a shameless plug here for our conference. This conference is for you.
That's
the conference on April 11th is for you because that is what our focus is going to be on and about helping you to write your personal vision statement and to hopefully awaken that purpose within you because we know it's there, but sometimes you just need a little push in the right direction. You may not know where to get started, so this conference is for you. Now, as I was preparing for this segment tonight, Mel D, I came across some interesting information. A gentleman wrote an article, And what he said was, and he's a career entrepreneur, you know, what he does is that he also has made a business out of helping people to get started in business. So what he has come to do is that there are three things that he has kind of used over the years in helping him to be able to say no, okay? Now, the first thing that he talked about was that, of course, he needs to know what his purpose and his mission is, okay? And knowing what your purpose and your mission is as an entrepreneur is the launching pad, okay, for your business, okay? It's the solid ground that you stand on in starting that business, okay? And then once you, you know, when you understand your purpose and your mission, then it's easier to, like you said, you know, measure the opportunities, other opportunities that may come your way against that mission, okay? Now, that's not always easy to do, as you, you know, mentioned. So what he did was he came up with another simple tool to help him judge opportunities. And I thought this was brilliant, and it's very simple. He has a scale that he uses, and it's a one time, 10 times, and 100 times. Now, when he's given or opportunities come toward him, he rates them according to this scale, okay? So he used an example of, say, another business person comes to him and says that he wants to talk to me about helping struggling entrepreneurs, you know, to start up businesses, and he wants to talk to him about being able to partner, what have you. To him, on his scale, that's 100 times, you know, closer to meeting his purpose, I guess you would say. But then he said, and it was funny because he said, but then if my mom comes to me and says she wants me to interview her for 15 minutes on how to start a business, well, he said, even though I love my mom, sorry, Mom, you know, you're at the bottom end of that scale. You're getting the one times because my mom doesn't know anything about business. So, you know, although he'd hate to tell her that, you know, you have to understand and know that one is better for him reaching his purpose and his mission, and other is not so much. So, and like you said, you talked about relationships in our lives. The family relationships and, you know, our family members and loved ones are the ones that we oftentimes have the hardest time saying no to. But he said that he stands fast to that scale, and it has worked for him because then that keeps him meeting his purpose and his mission. You know, if it's something that's totally off the scale, that's not going to help him with fulfilling his mission, no matter how much money is involved, he says no to it. Okay, and that takes discipline.
It takes a lot of discipline, and there are so many. If you and there's a simple question that everyone can ask in every situation that they come across in life, and it's a simple yes or no answer. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Right.
And so let me give an example. Okay, you want to start a business. You don't know how to start a business. You don't know anything about it. You haven't done any research. So I ask the question, are you ready? The answer is clear, no. So why would you jump into it?
Right.
Your God voice is going to tell you no, but what that means is you need to study. You need to do your research. Think about the stock market, because a lot of us do not understand how money in the U.S. economy works and how money works.
Right.
If you study it, think about the stock market. If you study the stock market, there are certain patterns that occur in different stocks and investment portfolios. So you could make an educated guess, but most guesses are hunches. They're gut. You can talk to Donald Trump, and he will tell you. He will be able to discern. He'll, on one side of the chart, he will do the educated estimation of success. But on the other side, it's going to be his, whether you call it the God voice, his inner gut, or his intuition. He's going to use that. And in 9 times out of 10, that's more powerful
right.
than the educated guess. So
right.
I'm saying that to say, if in every situation, if we can be honest with ourselves and ask just one question, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Are you ready? That'll, if you answer that honestly, you can then map out your directional coordinates, your GPS to where you ultimately want to go. And that's the journey, the personal journey I'm on right now. I know what I want to get to. Now, I may not go straight north or south or east and west. I may have to get off and do a 285 turn and do some other things. But I'm still defining how I plan to get there.
Mm.
And I think that's the challenge we're all faced with. We know what outcomes we may want, but we don't know how to get there.
Right.
And it comes to answering yes and no.
Right. Absolutely. And you know what? One of the other key elements that this gentleman came up with was that you have to overcome the fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you know what? We oftentimes second-guess ourselves and say, well, what if, you know, this turns out to be the opportunity of a lifetime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? You're not going to get everything exactly right all the time anyway, okay? And that's okay. You know, that's not realistic to think that you're going to make the right decision each and every time. That's just not reality. But, like you said, if you ask that question that you just posed, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that's going to steer you in the right direction.
There you go.
Okay, but you also though need to realize and understand that don't let yourself turn into the lack of being able to make a decision turn into procrastination, because then there are those people that just can't make a decision.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good. Or let your fear cripple you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So then that turns into procrastination, and then you're hurting yourself either way you look at it.
Right.
Either you make the wrong decision or you can't make a decision, okay? You like you said, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to me, that's key. That was good that you brought up that just ask yourself, are you ready?
Yeah. Think about marriage. That's a major life decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about just having the wedding day. It's about committing yourself to one person for the rest of your life.
Right.
And I think if people are honest and before they accept an engagement or before they even say, I love you, is it coming from the right place? And is this the right person for you? And I'm telling you, that God voice will tell you yes or no.
Yes. It absolutely will.
And
it
the maybes mean you need to wait until you can answer definitively. That's what that means. You don't jump from a maybe into a yes. You know,
right.
If there's a maybe, there's a reason for the maybe. There's something there that has to be addressed. And once that's addressed and you feel it's been addressed satisfactorily for you to make a decision, and sometimes that decision is a clear no. But guess what? At least you took that time. And you ask yourself, am I really ready for this?
Right. And don't, you know, with that, especially when you're talking about relationships and getting into a marriage, don't get caught up into the emotions.
That's
because
it.
Your emotions should not have a vote, okay? Because, you know, I've shared that testimony in that part of my life where I allowed my emotions to have a vote, and it ended up, it resulted in my getting into a relationship that was verbally abusive for me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That God voice had told me, don't do it, and I didn't listen. And
right.
So, you know, but, you know, you live and you learn and you grow from it, and you learn how to start listening to that God voice. You know,
right.
It will never steer you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm interested in knowing, Mel D, if there's just, can you share with our listeners, what is that one takeaway that you want to share with our listeners about our discussion tonight about the power of saying no? And then I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to go ahead and relate our topic to scripture.
Right. Well, the first thing I want to share, and this is just from experience, that's all the only thing I can base my comments on what I've discerned in my life from my experiences, and my observations and also education, all of the things intertwined together.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the word no is more about you than the other person.
Mm,
that's first
that's
and
good.
Foremost. It's about
that's
you,
good.
Not the other person.
Mm.
And there's a way to say no and keep the other person whole. You don't have to use no as a weapon. No is an empowerment tool.
Wow, that's good right there.
Yeah, and then the other thing in certain situations, and I've been trying to practice this, and I'm going into another level, which you're also sharing in this,
mm-hmm.
is the one other question I ask is, am I ready?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I answer that honestly. And if the answer is no, I say no. And then I find out, how do I become ready if it's truly something that's in my life path that I need to do?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then the third question is, does it bring value to my life?
That's good.
And, you know,
Absolutely.
We're learning how to ask that question now, right,
right.
Allie? Because we now, we have joined into a movement that's called the minimalist.
Right.
And it doesn't mean doing without. It means doing and only bringing things into your life that bring
that
real
value.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And so that would be the last point. Does it add value? And that's a simple yes or no answer. That's not a maybe. That's not a quiver. That is a solid yes or no answer.
Absolutely.
And you have to trust that God voice gave
mm-hmm.
you that right answer, because we do know better.
And
Absolutely. So those are my three takeaways, my major takeaways, and these are things that I'm practicing every day and learning more about me through that process.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much, Melody, for joining me tonight. As I always knew that, you know, this was going to be a good conversation and, you know, interesting one. You know, I
mm-hmm.
always learned something from just looking within and just hearing other people's experiences. So thank you for joining me tonight. It's always a pleasure to have you on air with me tonight.
Thank you.
And now, you know, we always want to take a moment to, you know, relate our discussion back to Scripture. So in doing that, I'm going to go to the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And this is the Scripture that relates to at the home of Martha and Mary. And the Scripture reads as follows. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Okay, I think many of us are familiar with that scripture. And I believe that it relates to our topic tonight because, as I mentioned earlier, we oftentimes have an internal struggle with ourselves. You know, we can't say no. And, you know, we're always trying to do too many things and busying ourselves with the wrong things. Okay, now in this scripture, Martha was too busy to take time to enjoy Jesus when he came to her home. And instead, what she was trying to do was to impress him and everyone else. Okay, so the problem with what Martha was doing is that in her efforts to try to make everything just right, her motives were not right, okay? So on the other hand, Mary chose to seize the opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn. And so she knew that the work would always be there, but Jesus would not. So what this challenges us as believers to do is not spend, you know, we are not spending enough time with God. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that, you know, we can make in our spiritual journey. So, you know, my growth work for our listeners tonight is think about areas of your life that are out of balance and make a list of those things that are not helping you to fulfill or walk in your purpose. OK, okay? Make a plan on how you can remove those things from your to-do list. And take a survey of how much time you are making for God and strive to make him the top priority on that list, okay? So take a look at what you're doing, and as Mel D mentioned earlier, if it's not adding any value to your life, then you might not need to continue doing that, okay? So, you know what, we're almost out of time, and I sincerely thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight, and especially, you know, I thank Mel D, our executive producer, for joining us. And on behalf of There Is Life After Layoff Radio and the entire team, we sincerely appreciate you, and we do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us each and every week, and I pray that you will continue to tune in. And again, I want to remind all of you about our one-day conference that is taking place here in Atlanta on April 11th, titled Seek Me, Awakening the Purpose Within You. Please visit the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com/events, and you will find all the information there for you to register and purchase your tickets. Seats are going fast. You won't want to miss out on this inspiring, uplifting one-day conference. So invest in yourself and fulfill, you know, reawaken that purpose within you. And so until next week, and on behalf of myself, Allie, and on behalf of the entire There Is Life After Layoff Radio team, Doc, and, of course, our executive producer, Mel D, we thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And, yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Testimony, testimony, testimony. promise, yet we must try.